Good evening. I'm Juliette Goodrich.
And I'm Brian Hackney. We'll begin with a very busy night for sport fans in San Francisco. Looking live now, Giants fans packing the stands at Oracle, and Dubs fans will also be out in full force. The Warriors facing the Grizzlies after a very controversial game two.
I'm feeling real good today. Oh, my God, man. We're feeling a little down from that loss there, game two, so we definitely got to come back and hit them hard for sure.
I think it's going to be close. I think all the games are going to be pretty tight. I mean, you know, it's a young and hungry team with the Grizzlies. But, man, you know, we got the veterans, we got the experience. I think we're going to take it in five.
We shall see. We did send Betty Yu to cover all the action at tonight's game. You can catch a full report at 11. And a live look now at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Both games drawing big crowds into the city, and traffic from Oakland to San Francisco just crawling along, as it frankly often does on a Saturday night. So if you're headed into the city, it's going to take a while.
And this comes as COVID cases spike in San Francisco. The county now has the second highest infection rate in California. According to new state data, San Francisco is seeing an average of 40 new cases per 100,000 residents. California's case rates have nearly tripled since late March. The positivity rate sitting at 3.9%.
But despite this sixth surge, a lot of people out and about told us today they're just kind of used to it.
KPIX5's Max Darrow explains.
As COVID cases rise, it's a busy weekend all across the Bay Area, full of big and small gatherings. Al Castaneda is attending a few.
I feel pretty comfortable. As a matter of fact, I'm going to watch a couple of innings of the Giants, and then I'm going to walk over to Chase to watch the Warriors tonight.
While this rise in cases is a bit disconcerting,
doesn't concern me as much.
He and others, like Chris Anzalotti, are just kind of used to it.
A little bit apathetic, I'd say. It's different this time around. I feel I'm vaccinated, I'm boosted. I'll probably be getting a second booster at some point.
COVID cases are increasing, and an infectious disease expert here at UCSF says since so many people are self-testing at home, the actual case count might be even higher than we realize. However, she says cases are no longer the metric she's watching. She's keeping a close eye on hospitalizations and severe disease.
In the Bay Area, we are doing well. I work in a hospital, very, very low hospitalizations at San Francisco General. So the degree of severe disease is so low, and that is because of immunity.
Dr. Monica Gandhi says though this is the sixth time cases are rising, this wavelet, as she called it, shouldn't be as much of a concern.
Right now, we are a highly vaccinated region. We have treatments for those who are vulnerable. We are in a very fortunate position in the Bay Area.
She thinks the introduction of more test-to-treat sites like this one in San Mateo, where high-risk people who test positive can leave with antiviral medicine such as Paxlovid, will be an important step forward in keeping COVID at bay.
Antivirals are a huge game changer. I think it's what keeps the entire process under control. We need both vaccines and therapeutics.
But nonetheless, she says people can still take steps to protect themselves.
I think that we are all at different stages of where we're feeling in terms of the comfort of our immunity.
We met Bob Biddle on his way to the Giants game.
I've got my wipey to touch things with, and I still have my mask.
He thinks we may be through the worst of COVID, but it's not over yet.
I think we're coming to the end, but I think it'll be with us for a while still.
In San Francisco, Max Darrow, KPIX 5.
An update now to the investigation of a plane crash in the Marin Headlands. That single-engine plane went down yesterday, and as you can see, it is still sticking nose down out of the hillside.
And one of the two victims killed has been identified as Northern California mother Jennifer Fox. Jesuit High School near Sacramento made the announcement today saying Fox is the mother of a sophomore at the school. NTSB officials say the plane took off from Sacramento. They have not said where the plane was heading, but it crashed in very foggy conditions.
We will look to the pilot, and we'll look to his certificates and ratings held, as well as flight training history and recency of experience. We will examine the airframe, the engine, and any other systems as necessary.
We are expected to learn the second victim's name on Monday. Investigators are expected to move the wreckage to Sacramento, and their initial findings will be released in 2 weeks. All right, let's take a live look now across the Bay Area from San Jose to the San Mateo Bridge and Oakland. Relatively clear day, but don't let that fool you. We're expecting to get some scattered showers across the Bay Area, and Brian Hackney is running over to the weatherboard to give us all the conditions. Good sprint there. Did you do track?
I played tennis, as you well know.
Oh, okay, yes.
And if I were you, I'd be riding my high horse over here. Unsettled and cool as we got a few showers moving into the North Bay Early tomorrow morning, just a slight chance for a sprinkle or two tomorrow. For the rest of the Bay Area, it's all because of there's the culprit for your Mother's Day. Low pressure that is spreading rain over Seattle tonight and over the North Bay tomorrow morning. Again, no more than maybe a tenth of an inch in Santa Rosa, but as you go farther south, especially south of the Golden Gate Bridge, there's not going to be much. It'll be unusually cool. Temperatures will drop tomorrow. It'll be windy, and there's more on the way after that. And we'll set it all out for you, and we cover the weather forecast in great depth. But first, here's more news.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, the patriarchy has got to go.
Days after a draft of a potential Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade was leaked, hundreds took to the streets in San Francisco today to fight for abortion rights. KPX 5 Sean Chitness reports from a rally in San Francisco where organizers were critical of both major political parties.
Hundreds gathered at a rally in support of abortion rights and then marched here along Market Street for the cause. Their anger focused not only on the Supreme Court and those who are against abortion, but also Democrats and the president.
They say no choice, we say no choice.
Activists frustrated that the people in power allowed the fight to end legal abortions get this far spoke out on Saturday.
Our body,
our choice.
Speakers were not only upset by the power the Supreme Court has on this issue.
A group of lawyers that were undemocratically elected have decided to take that away.
They also called out the party that has historically advocated for abortion rights.
The Democratic Party has stood by and done nothing.
The event brought together members of different political groups in the Bay Area, including socialist organizations and the Green Party.
I support women's rights. I believe it's our body, our choice, so we should be able to decide what we want to do with it without people putting laws on it.
Among those participating, young college students worried that a right available all of their lives could be taken away.
I just feel like we shouldn't be taking steps backward.
While rallies around the Bay Area have primarily supported abortion rights, the debate continues across the country where others are hopeful the Supreme Court will overturn Roe versus Wade.
Life begins at conception, and I think it's murder to kill a baby in the womb.
It's scary. It's really scary, especially because, like, having a child can be such a big thing.
Passionate arguments on both sides that will only get louder in the weeks ahead. Reporting in San Francisco, Sean Chitness, KPIX 5.
The California Attorney General is vowing to protect women seeking abortions, while some states are attempting to criminalize crossing state lines for the procedure.
Hell no to reversing 50 years of settled law. Hell no to stripping women of their right to reproductive freedom.
Here in the Bay Area, some women say the fight is personal. Nevada resident Meg Jordan says she witnessed a friend have an illegal abortion 5 years before Roe v. Wade would have given her a legal option.
She had to be in a hotel room in which the assistant came in first, laid down this plastic on the bed, and blindfolded her.
Jordan says if the Supreme Court does overturn Roe v. Wade, it will only prevent women from getting safe abortions. Meanwhile, Louisiana is among the states advancing new legislation citing the draft opinion on Roe v. Wade. It would criminalize abortion from the moment of fertilization. Doctors performing abortions and women undergoing the procedure could be charged with homicide.
Now to a huge security breach impacting hundreds of residents at UC Berkeley's University Village. Last night, the university notified residents that somebody stole a box of master keys to University Village, which has 974 apartments. Cal says they will cover lock replacements and temporary hotel stays. The university is also increasing private security.
Here is the aftermath of a single vehicle rollover that happened on Byron Highway at around 1 o'clock this afternoon. Despite the extensive damage, the victim walked away with only minor injuries.
Now at six, advocates who pushed to limit cars at Golden Gate Park celebrated with Mayor London Breed today. It's the first weekend that JFK Drive is permanently car-free.
We had a space where we could be not only in the city, surrounded by the diversity of people and activities that you can only find in a city, and really only in this city of San Francisco.
The Scout-O-Rama Boy Scouts event is back in full force in San Jose's History Park. It's an annual event that usually brings in about 5,000 people. But in recent years, it has taken a hit by the pandemic. But it looked more like its old self today, thankfully. And participants of all ages practiced archery and launched water rockets and raced derby cars and a whole lot more.
To showcase things that they've learned or their favorite skills and activities to the other units, to the other kids. And then they get a chance to see what everybody else has been doing.
Each year, more than 100 booths and activities are hosted by scout groups from all around.
And now at 6, California residents can buy foie gras produced out of state despite a ban on the delicacy. That comes after a ruling by a federal appeals court. But it only applies to people who buy foie gras for individual consumption, not for restaurants. 2012 state law still bans foie gras production in California, while restaurants and retailers are forbidden to sell it or to give it away.
It is a very special time for UC Berkeley's resident Falcon Annie. Her two chicks have hatched. So take a look. The Cal Falcon Cam captured these up close shots of Annie's two new fluffy babies, both of them snuggling together while Annie watches and feeds them. So far, two of the three eggs have hatched, both of them fathered by Annie's late partner, Grinnell, who died several weeks ago. However, Annie does have a new mate named Alden, and experts do believe Alden could actually be the father of her third egg, which was incubated last. Scientists actually plan to conduct a paternity test.
I didn't.
Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you back here at 11.
Until then, the news continues on KPIX.com. For now, good night.